אנגלית, תפשין סמך ת' מועד ב', שאלון זין, מודיול ג' גרסה א'. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the report below and then answer questions 1 to 6. The Vision of an Inventor. It was a casual conversation in 1985 that first started Josh Silver on his quest to improve the eyesight of the world's poorest people. A professor of physics at Oxford University, Silver was discussing lenses with a colleague when the thought struck him. Suppose he could invent a pair of eyeglasses which could be adjusted by the wearer to correct his or her vision without the need for an optician. Might it then be possible to bring affordable glasses to millions of people who would otherwise never have any? Now, over two decades later, Silver believes he has the answer. Applying the principle that the thicker a lens, the more powerful it becomes, he designed eyeglasses with flexible plastic lenses containing a clear liquid. The wearer can alter the amount of liquid in each lens, making it thicker or thinner as desired. The mechanism is so simple that with very little guidance, people are capable of producing a pair of glasses that exactly meets their needs. According to Silver, the implications of bringing glasses within the reach of poor communities are enormous. Literacy rates would improve dramatically. Fishermen would be able to mend their nets. Women could weave cloth. The bold British inventor is now embarking on a project that is breathtakingly ambitious, but which he insists is achievable, to provide glasses to a billion people by 2020. With research showing that more than half the world's poorest population is in need of basic sight correction, Silver has set his goal at supplying 100 million pairs of glasses annually. In a small-scale trial, some 30,000 pairs have already been given out in 15 countries. The reaction is universal, says Kevin White, who organized the distribution. People put them on and smile. Producing glasses in huge quantities is no small challenge, especially as the target cost is only $1 a pair. Silver has recently convinced Indian businessman Mehmood Khan to join in the venture. I share Josh's vision, says Khan. We prove the technology works, and now we are concentrating on getting the word out, so that hopefully governments and businesses will invest in the project. It's in everybody's interest to enable more people to work and make a decent living. Apart from the obvious hurdles of getting such a large project off the ground, Silver has to address the sole complaint made so far about the glasses, their appearance. Work is now progressing on several new designs, which will be more attractive as well as cheaper to produce. There's still a long way to go, but if there is one thing Silver does not lack, it's determination. I'm going to see this project through, he says, and I won't let anything stand in my way. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 6 in English, according to the report. In questions 1 and 4, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What is the connection between the first and third paragraphs, lines 1 to 6 and lines 13 to 22? 1. The first presents an inventor. The third explains his invention. 2. The first presents an idea. The third explains its importance. 3. The first presents a goal. The third explains how it was achieved. 4. The first presents a project. The third explains the obstacles. 2. What is the subject of lines 7 to 12? 3. What do we learn about Silver from the report? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. How much money he hopes to make. 2. What business experience he has. 3. Why he likes to help people. 4. How he got the idea for his project. 5. What kind of person he is. 6. What else he invented. 4. What are we told about Silver's project in both the third and the fourth paragraphs, lines 13 to 22 and lines 23 to 28? 1. The kinds of investment needed. 2. The obstacles that have been overcome. 3. The goals for the future. 4. The research that is being done. 5. What has Silver already done to advance his project? Take your answers from the following paragraphs. Lines 13 to 22, lines 23 to 28. 6. What does the writer explain in the first two sentences of the last paragraph, lines 29 to 32? Complete the sentence. He explains what, Part 2, written presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 7. An international teen magazine has asked readers to write on the following subject. Which do you think is the most important role of schools? To teach students skills for their future life, to teach them values, or to increase their knowledge in academic subjects? Write a passage for the magazine stating and explaining your opinion. You may use examples from your own experience or that of others. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.